good. Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil, 'cause it's all you've ever wanted and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? That was young man Declan McKenna. And yes, I know that's perhaps to him not the way he wants to be introduced. But, you know, he's a youngin', so I'm just going to keep referring to it. Brazil is the name of the song. You're listening to it here on 89.3 The Current.
It is 8:30 on Tuesday morning. That means it's time to play Trivia on the Current with Trivia Mafia. The theme this week is Valentine's Day. We have two callers on the line competing for the Current's semi-fabulous prize pack, and we have somebody who is streaming from quite far away, so we're excited to get the trivia started. Our first caller is Jason from Washington, D.C. Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give Jason five rapid-fire questions on the topic of musical romances, see what his score is, and then we'll go on to Alyssa from Roseville, see what her score is. Whoever wins gets the semi-fabulous prize pack. If there's a tie, I have a tiebreaker prepared. Here is your first question, Jason. Much of Lauryn Hill's classic album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was about her feelings towards her ex, Wyclef Jean. Their tumultuous relationship directly contributed to the end of what group, famous for hits like Killing Me Softly and Ready or Not?
The Fugees.
There you go. That is 1 point for Jason. Question number two. Before consciously uncoupling, who was Chris Martin of Coldplay married to?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
There you go. 2 points for Jason. From 2001 to 2003, Usher dated a woman named Chili and wrote much of his Confessions album about the couple's breakup. What all-female R&B group was Chili a member of?
Oh, boy. Was that TLC?
That is correct. Well done.
I had my finger ready on the wrong button.
I didn't think that could be right.
Here is your fourth question, Jason. You're doing very well. What Somali fashion model did David Bowie marry in 1992?
Iman.
There you go. Okay.
He's got this man.
This is very exciting. Let's see if you can ace it. Alyssa, I hope you're quaking in your boots over in Roseville. Here's your final question, Jason. What band announced its breakup shortly after members Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon started their divorce?
Sonic Youth.
All
right. Perfect score. Alyssa from Roseville, you are a semi-recent winner of trivia. How do you feel going into having to match up every single question to even have a shot at winning?
I'm ready. This is going to be great.
I like it. Here comes your first question. Gwen Stefani gave a voice to 90s breakups everywhere with Don't Speak, a power ballad mourning her doomed relationship with her fellow band member from what group?
No Doubt.
Correct.
Well done. Number two, Taylor Swift is a master at turning her personal heartache into radio gold. One of her most notable breakup songs is Dear John, named for her tumultuous relationship with what soft rocker and guitar virtuoso, who has also dated Katy Perry?
John Mayer.
Two points.
All right that you know that. It's totally fine. Don't feel ashamed.
Question number three. Musical marriages can sometimes cross genres in surprising ways. Kathleen Hanna, frontwoman of punk band Bikini Kill and La Tigre, has been married since 2006 to Ad Rock, one third of what famous New York hip-hop trio?
The Beastie Boys.
Even with some panache on the pronunciation,
I like that.
We got some really good contestants this week. Here's your fourth question. What celebrated musician, best known for her 1988 hit, What I Am, has been married to Paul Simon since 1992?
Oh, Edie Brickell.
Yeah. Good work.
Jason, I hope you're quaking in your boots over in Washington, D.C. Here is your final question, Alyssa. Poor Avril Lavigne just can't catch a break in love with the people she marries, nor the success of those relationships. She's married to somebody from Sum 41. She divorced him after 4 years. After she went from the frying pan and into the fire by marrying Chad Kroeger in 2013, only to announce their separation 2 years later. Kroeger is the frontman for what terrible rock band?
Oh, my God.
Just think of the worst band that you can think of.
I'm going to go with Train, but I know it's...
Oh!
I'm sorry. Train is the second worst rock band of all time. The correct answer was Nickelback. Nickelback.
Damn it.
Well done. Well done, Jason from Washington, D.C. Good try, Alyssa, but props go to Jason. So,
hey, congratulations.
There we go. That's a good sport. Jason, please stay on the line so we can get all your information. And a good try, Alyssa.
That's our congratulation buzzer for Jason here on 89.3 The Current. And Sean, what's shaking in Trivia Mafia land?
We're doing trivia at 612 Brew in Northeast every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Also out in Chaska every Sunday at 8 p.m. You can find us at Size. So we're excited about both of those trivia nights.
All right. This is kind of a romantic song here, Sean. It's Feist. I feel it all, and it's on The Current.